Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Subaru wanted. Do you have a 1981 Subaru four-wheel drive GL wagon? Well, the lawsuit of Judy Berry versus the FBI needs an intact one for an exhibit for a comparison with the one that Judy was driving when she got bombed. They'd like you to donate it, but they'll come and get it if you just want to loan it to them. If you have a 1981 Subaru four-wheel drive GL wagon, call 707-923-4949, and yes, it must be that exact model. Once again, that number, 707-923-4949. Grizzly habitat secured near Grand Teton Park. The former sheep grazing allotment on National Forest land near Grand Teton National Park will be retired to serve as habitat for grizzly bears, defenders of wildlife announced recently. Retirement of the 16,370-acre Badger Jack Pine allotment northeast of Driggs, Idaho, will secure vital grizzly bear habitat in the Yellowstone ecosystem and solve chronic problems of sheep depredation by bears, the defenders of wildlife said. The group worked with the allotment permittees and representatives from the Caribou Tarhee National Forest and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department for 2 years to reach the agreement. This is a win-win solution for everyone involved, the sheep growers, the forest, and particularly for the grizzly bears, said Manette Johnson, Northern Rockies Field Representative for Defenders of Wildlife. The retirement of the lease will provide important habitat where grizzly bears can roam freely without coming into contact with domestic sheep. It is also a permanent solution to the chronic problem of livestock losses for the permittees instead of a quick fix, and all those involved should be commended for their hard work and willingness to negotiate. Domestic sheep killings by grizzly bears have been a problem on the Badger Jack Pine allotment for years. From 1996 to 1998, grizzly bears killed 34 sheep, resulting in $4,080 in payments by Wyoming Game and Fish Department for the losses. Five bears were relocated from the allotment, including two reproductive-age females. Both females returned and killed more sheep. Bear biologists and livestock permittees made many attempts to reduce depredation problems, including the use of livestock guard dogs, fencing, alarm systems, and adverse conditioning without success. Defenders of Wildlife initiated this agreement using a new program, the Bailey Wildlife Foundation Proactive Carnivore Conservation Fund. This program provides money for collaborative efforts to reduce potential conflict between large predators and livestock. Tactics may include electric fencing, livestock guarding dogs, scare devices, alternative grazing lands, or even retirement of grazing allotments from willing permittees like this one. This action is part of a broad effort by defenders to step forward and do what it takes in partnership with local communities and stakeholders to restore imperiled and absent carnivores to ecosystems where they belong, said Bob Ferris, Vice President for Species Conservation at Defenders of Wildlife. And we thank the Environment News Service for this story. Supreme Court declines to hear endangered species case. The United States Supreme Court has declined to hear a case which could have determined how far the United States government can go to protect endangered species. The nation's highest court refused to review a case brought by a coalition of California developers who claimed the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service exceeded its authority in listing three tiny crustaceans as endangered under the Federal Endangered Species Act. The three species, conservancy fairy shrimp, longhorn fairy shrimp, and vernal pool tidepole shrimp, are all found in small seasonal pools in California's Central Valley and in Oregon. In the case, an association of builders and ranchers from California's Central Valley argued that while the U.S. Constitution gives Congress the power to regulate commerce among the several states, it does not authorize Congress to regulate non-commercial issues such as endangered species. The lawsuit challenged the constitutionality of the Endangered Species Act and therefore the legality of federal protections for the fairy shrimp. The Supreme Court's refusal to hear the case marks the fourth time the High Court has deflected cases aimed at weakening or overturning the Endangered Species Act, and we thank the Environment News Service.
Well, that's the news for today. If you have news or information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archive shows at www.radioforall.net and la.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on by,